Welcome to season 4, episode 49 of the Disorderly Blondes Autism Podcast. I am Brenda.
And I'm Christy. Today, we're recording a very special edition of the podcast as Brenda and I have decided we're going to hold on to 49 forever.
Christy.
See?
We both already turned 50. There's no turning back the clock.
No me jodas.
What Christy actually means is today we are going to be looking back as we're about to reach a huge, huge milestone. 50 episodes.
¿Cómo que episodes? Do you mean like crying spells? Autism mom meltdowns?
Oye, no. Podcast episodes, coño.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, this will be a great time for us to introduce the working title of this episode, Disorderly Blonde Moments.
Yay! Yes, Christy and I are going to reflect on a few, and I use that word very loosely, of our favorite moments of the last 4 seasons. And if you listen to the end, we may just tell you why we are doing this now.
That's a big maybe. We haven't even discussed it, you and I.
We work best just impromptu.
Off the cuff. Off the cuff. I'm wondering if, is this because we record our famous puppies episode next, which completely puts a monkey wrench in our plans of maintaining a quality podcast meant for adult consumption?
You had me at adult consumption. Cabana boy. Oh, wait. But first, look, a squirrel. No. But first, a quick story. Yesterday was the episode release of an interview we did on WLRN's, its local
NPR.
NPR. Yeah. Sundial. We had to behave.
Oh my God.
We did for the most part.
We did.
We behaved like I think 95% of the 98% of the interview we behaved. It was really hard to behave and not curse. No.
The one thing I did say that I knew was going to be cut was cut. I was trying to say like mind fuck, but I said mind screw, and apparently that's too racy for NPR.
Too racy. No, but it ended up being, it's funny because the interview, we recorded the interview a week before. The interview was supposed to be released a week later, and then it wasn't released. So Christy and I thought we got canned. For sure, they listened back and said, nah, these girls are too disorderly for us. But then, Louis, such a great host, such a great voice.
Ooh, even Tim said, he's like, yeah, that guy has an awesome voice.
It's like a deep bass kind of
and he's, voice. He doesn't talk a lot. He's just, the things he says.
I can't relate to not talking a lot.
Who is he? How do we ever get hooked up with this guy?
Should we edit ourselves more? I don't know.
No.
Okay. So, yes, Louis, he was so nice and gracious. And he actually tweeted that this was his favorite interview in years.
That's crazy.
I know. I was like, we didn't get canned. We passed the test. But then we were listening back. It finally got released yesterday. And we've been over the moon over this interview. If you haven't caught, you didn't catch the interview, it played at 1 and 8 p.m. yesterday, and now I think it's on their website.
Yes.
So if you just Google, well, we're going to put a link in our page.
Ian.
in la página. How do you say website in Spanish? I don't know how to say in Spanish. I'm going to have to Google that. And yes, or you could just Google WLRN Sundial. But we will have the link and you can listen to us. Yay!
Yeah.
You know, we followed very important topics like ballots and voting.
I was going to say, no offense, but.
And the heat, you know, the increasing heat and in Miami. And then we were on. So clearly. So
fast forward to the end. No offense, WLRN. We love you.
We were clearly the comic relief of that.
But I actually learned something. I mean, this thing exists. It's just, it's not new. It's obviously new to me. But the fact that they were live tweeting.
Yes.
As the interview aired. And I thought that was so impressive because if you're following WLRN and you see, okay, you know, this episode's coming up. The comments would be like, well, Christy said, and then another comment would be, well, right. Brenda just mentioned, and then Christy's rebuttal was, and I thought that was so clever. Like, yeah. Again, new to me, I'm sure it exists. I guess that's what live tweeting is, as you have tried to explain before.
Explain, yes. Right.
So I just thought that was such a great way to promote. I like that.
Yes. Yay us.
Yay us. So don't forget to tune in, or we'll cancel you. No kidding. No. Well, before we start reminiscing about our favorite moments, I thought we'd share, also, I don't know if I told you this part.
No. Christy wrote the script and I'm just now reading it. Disclaimer.
I thought we would share a little bit about what this podcasting experience has meant to us. First, me.
It's not the Christy show.
It's not the Christy show.
So wrap it up.
Yeah. No. So hurry up.
Oh, wait, she hasn't started yet. Sorry.
I mean, all the things, so many things. We could talk about this for an entire episode. But first and foremost, I want to say how much closer it has brought us together as friends. It could not have come at a better time. I don't know if you know our history, but I had moved away from Brendan, not on purpose. So there are a few miles between us. That doesn't stop us from texting every 5 minutes. But the podcast has forced us, that sounds terrible, forced us to communicate and stay creative and stay fresh. And that is amazing. And there's a gazillion other reasons, all the things that we've learned. But I'm going to not hog all of the answers. What do you have to say?
Oof.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. What she said. Because we share the same brain.
Yes.
Basically. Yes, the timing was impeccable. Yeah. Just the way everything, it's something to be said about that mantra that I try so hard to follow, which is go with the flow. And I fail all the time. But sometimes when you just let things be, let things happen, and I hate the whole happens for a reason. That is not that mantra, right? No. But just going with the flow. So something crappy happens, just how do you recover? How do you react? Very much like an autism, And for us, yeah, that's exactly what happened. That you moved and then I moved a few months later.
Mm-hmm.
It just, all of it unplanned, all of it caught us off guard. And then, but then here we are, we saw each other more than when we lived blocks away from each other.
I could throw a rock and hit your screen in
porch. Yeah. And then here we are, all of a sudden we're driving, hours to record. And we're actually recording in your house, which is where we recorded the first episode.
We did?
Yeah, we recorded in your house.
That's right. That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I think creatively we've grown. We've learned so much about autism, even though we thought we were know-it-alls.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we do kind of Bethany Frankel know-it-all, but
for sure. For sure. I would never admit it, but yes.
But we have learned so much, and that's, I guess, admitting that is just, we're growing as parents, and it makes us better parents to our kids, and it makes us better hosts to help you, the listener, follow along and see that you can evolve.
We've learned tons, and, not just from the interviews of the practitioners and the specialists, mm-hmm. but we've learned that there's so many good people out there, so many well-meaning practitioners. Part of what was cut out of my Sundial interview, which I will, be writing our Governor DeSantis about that, see if he can intervene. But I had mentioned when we interview, and when we have our guests, mm-hmm. we're kind of cutting out the middleman for our listeners in a way.
Christy.
What?
I think they did air that part. I'm pretty sure they aired that part.
Stop.
I'm 99% positive. So please don't contact the governor.
Pause your emails to DeSantis. Well, I think my extended answer, I kept saying, the short answer is, and I kept talking. I'm like, why did they cut so much of me out? I think what I was trying to say is that, when we're running around and trying to find the right therapists, but you don't get to ask a ton of questions. More like, right. Okay, how much is this going to cost me? Yeah. Can I even get an appointment? But just little things like, what can I expect out of this therapy? And tell me about yourself. What's your background? So little things that we had the luxury of time of asking people, maybe that's helpful to some people.
And what about the friendships we've made?
Oh my gosh.
Podcast.
So many. I mean, do you mean our fans or do you mean...
they're friends.
Yes. Our fans have become our close friends, and that... It was tricky in the beginning.
Right.
We were like, ooh, I don't know. Do we reach out? I mean, obviously, because we're friendly. Duh. Right. But, that was super special, and being super special. We're super special.
Air quotes on special.
Exactly. Aww. We're severely special. Oh, I'm sorry. Aww. You can't say the word severe.
You can't say that.
Okay,
no.
You can't say that. But yeah, the learning, the fans, the friendships, and really the learning all around.
Yeah.
Between what's out there, what's available, and even just learning the process. Of course, we're so, I don't want to say we're so dumb. We just go for shit, right? So we're like, oh, Brenda, do you think we should do a podcast? What did you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does tomorrow sound?
Great. A week later, it was done.
It was done, though. Like we said in the Sundial interview, the branding, everything was there, seamless. That doesn't mean we don't work hard at it, but,
Yeah, no, we work hard.
But, learning.
We work hard for the non-money.
So you better treat us right.
Okay, so as we said, we are going to talk about a few of our favorite episodes that are memorable to us or special to us. So I will start. And for me, the first two episodes, even though listening back, a lot of it is a hot mess. Because, we didn't really know what we were getting into and doing. Right. And the quirks of the microphone and, maybe too loud, too low, and all that jazz. But I think it's really an insight into us. It's really the way we always explain this episode is, it's just like listening in on Brenda and Christy's conversations. And we have always been that way. We have never edited ourselves to be something we are not. And so those first two episodes, I think, are emotional. They're rawer than the other rawer episodes. They're raw. They're passionate. And those are the two episodes where we talk about who we are, what our kids went through, the diagnosis, and how we dealt with it, and all the initial question that a parent has when the child is first diagnosed. So those two first specials are important.
Very awesome. And that would be season one, episode one, Welcome to the Disorderly Blondes.
Yes.
And season two,
The D Word.
Dun, dun, dun.
And not throw the D. D-word. It's the...
That too.
The D-word, like diagnosis.
And although we have made we have made nods to Uncle Luke many times over the course of the podcast.
If you're not from Miami, just Google, throw the D.
Yeah.
And Luke. Or don't,
actually. No, or don't. Not in front of your kids. Oh, my God. Well, I promise we're not going to talk about every single episode.
No.
But I'm... flashing forward all the way to season one, episode four, The Smoking Gun with Issa Lahaim.
Okay, yeah.
The Smoking Gun was all about advocacy. We interviewed our friend, Issa Lahaim, who just so happens to be the most incredible. It wasn't like, hey, you're a warm body. Are you available? Can you be our first guest? No. She is a phenom. There's nobody in South Florida that does not know who she is. And we are lucky enough to call her our very good friend. And to have her on, forget the fact that she's, blonde and gorgeous, and she is so knowledgeable, ridiculously knowledgeable and easy, and everything she said just flowed naturally, and we had so much fun. And I remember turning to Brenda and looking at her thinking, we really have something here.
Yes.
In Isela, yes, but we had something with the podcast. We are going to help. We had just gotten started. I'm like, we're going to help so many people. So that was super, super, super exciting.
And then that's where Super was born.
Oh, obviously.
Well, maybe someone tuning in right now doesn't know why we always highlight Super.
Go for it.
So Super is a very Miami thing to say. And there have been a lot of skits and just memes and things about how Miamians,
yes,
mainly Cubans, just always say Super, even though that's not necessarily just on Cubans. But so then we realized how many times we were saying Super.
A lot.
And now it's fun to just highlight it because now it's our thing.
Yes, so, a nod to Super. Shit Miami Girls Say.
That's right.
They actually have a podcast now.
They have a podcast, yeah, and they do a lot of videos, like theme videos. Check them out.
They're the great. Abuela ones are to die for. But
anyway,
back to us.
Back to us.
Hello.
Hello. Shit we say. So I will jump ahead even further to episode 12.
Ooh.
Which is Going to Town of Miami Lakes.
Oh,
moo. on over. What a great group of, what are the council members? Council. Mm-hmm. The town of Miami Lakes is still kicking some serious ass. And any town, city that wants to model and be their city, town to be autism friendly or just disability overall friendly, check out Miami Lakes. They are pioneering the way. I mean, incredible. And it was just so refreshing to sit in their government conference room.
We could not have been more welcome. They could not have been more excited. I could not have sweat more because remember we had like 6 microphones, like 8 people. I was flipping out.
And the thing stopped working.
Oh, yeah. You were like shaking me like, get a hold of yourself. And meanwhile, the people
my
could
MO,
not have been.
My MO with Christy is just when she gets like that, just ignore it.
I know. And then I'm like, why are you ignoring me?
Because if I pay attention to it, then you freak out more. So I'm like, let's decorate the table. So I was getting, I remember I got like Vicky's Bakery pastries, pastelitos, yes, and croquetas. So I was like setting up the table and you're like, this thing's not working. The microphone is off. And I'm like,
you're like, nothing to see here.
Does anybody want coffee?
Don't mind that girl.
Fire happening. And then I always, every single time, oh, it's working. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. I'll sit next to you now.
Can we start now?
Can we start now?
But talk about paving the way.
Oh, they were amazing.
I mean, this was how,
That was 2019.
And they're talking about certifying local businesses to be quote unquote autism friendly. Yeah. And so, you know, families could, you know, walk into an establishment and look for that sticker to say, hey, this establishment has been analyzed and, you know, whatever, judged for, you know, how autism friendly the environment is. And we just thought that was amazing.
And trying to provide meaningful employment.
Huge. You know, oh, yes.
Dylan's dance program now is being sponsored by them.
Amazing. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Never happened.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ay, coño. So we, even though we kind of, we didn't consult.
We did
so
not.
So as true to form, on brand, I had chosen season 1, episode 7, Flip the script. And Brenda, I'm going to wait, who talked last?
No,
who cares?
I always talk. So please join the podcast, Christy.
Okay. Sorry. So that episode was so important to Brenda. It was like her first, like, we are doing this. And the idea of Flip the Script was the fact that the image that media has and perpetuates about those who have autism.
Right.
It, you know, sugarcoats autism a lot and it leaves a lot of us, you know, in the dust. Not everyone can be the good doctor.
Right.
So, you know, Brenda had a really hard time with that. And I had a really hard time with that because she gave me a lot of homework. And I was really bitter about that. I was like, I have never watched any of these shows.
So, and by the way, she never finished all of it.
Well, I never started the A word.
C minus.
Yeah, no? I did. Well, and then the whole, like, stupid whale.
Oh, you still have to watch the darn movie, Christy. I promise. Once you get over the payphone, you will move.
Well,
over.
I haven't seen Josh Hartnett anywhere,
so then might as well watch him.
I might as well.
And that was at his cutest too. Oh,
so what is so something handsome. In the whale?
Mozart and the whale.
I knew that. I was just testing you. I know. Oh, yeah. So much homework. But what came out of that for me is I started Atypical,
right.
And I ended up watching Atypical, and oh my gosh!
And I haven't finished Atypical, so I have to go back.
I don't know if we'll have to edit this out, but you're not missing anything. They really rushed the ending.
Okay.
It's the ending, right?
No, I haven't even finished season 1.
Of Atypical?
I know.
Who are you?
I know. I'm just following in your footsteps when it comes to homework.
That's true.
Who are you to speak? Simmer down.
Simmer down.
Simmer down.
But we did enjoy that. And Julia the Muppet,
she had just been introduced, I think, to Sesame
yes,
Street.
Yes, she was newly diagnosed.
She was newly diagnosed. She was a young mom. The daughter of a young mom.
So, yes, and to firm that up, that is the first set of show notes that I created that actually has a bibliography.
Oh, yes.
Because remember, you were like, we have to, we need our sources. It's like, okay.
Well, I feel if we're going to go out there and criticize and go on a rant.
Like we do every other day.
Like, you know, well, but this was a very specific rant at very specific shows with very specific producers.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure we had our sources and we had our bibliography and history, yes, and data down, and you know, we want to be professional.
So I will go ahead and skip to season 3,
the Friendship Cafe.
Oh yes,
one of those very special things that we have experienced firsthand. I thought I always had friends who were on the spectrum because of kids that Dylan knew, but turns out I did not have enough. A variety of spectrum friends. And so just very much like when we interviewed Haley and then going to Friendship Cafe. So having this firsthand experience with these autistic adults was just so, so, so darn special.
And what is Friendship Cafe?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. So it's cafe in it's a cafe in Fort Lauderdale that employs only adults on the spectrum, and they have a limited number of spots, mm-hmm, and they train them. They have to follow a schedule, and the I want to say kids, but the adults on the spectrum, they're just so fulfilled, and they learn so much, and they socialize, and it's just a beautiful program out of, as I said, in Broward. And just, we spent, I think, an entire morning there.
Well, you did a second. You did a part. That's one of the only episodes we did a part two of, because we ended up totally unplanned.
Right.
Interviewing some
kids that were there that day.
The kids that were there that day, and they were so charismatic and so it was such a blast. We enjoyed that so much,
and their personalities really shined through. And which is why we did the second part. And the second part was, so the Friendship Cafe was about the program. Everything about the program, and then we did meet the friends, and they came in. So that entire series for me was very special. Yeah. It's still very special.
And what episode number?
27 and 28.
And that's perfect, yeah. Season 3.
Yeah.
I love it. That was a good call, Bren. Yeah. Okay, back to me. I am going back to season 2, episode 22. Let's get physical.
Let's get physical. Physical.
So I've had that song in my head all night because I typed this out last night. And during that episode, we interviewed local Jason Maletsky.
Poor Jason.
Well,
so sweet.
We didn't even have a photo of this guy, okay? So we knew of him. He was running, still runs, an exceptional, hence the title, an exceptional physical education program, like a, not in a school, but like a enrichment program for people on the spectrum. And he is a hustler, and he was so great. However, Brenda and I had this harebrained idea that we were going to spoof him. We were going to prank him. And because we have to have a theme for everything, we were going to dress up like Olivia Newton-John from the Let's Get Physical video.
And who is Olivia Newton-John?
I was just going to say.
You have to explain it for the millennials.
No, if you don't know, I don't. Yeah.
We can't be friends?
Yeah, we can.
What about all the new moms?
they can Google it.
The new millennial moms.
So of course, you know, I'm sure we went shopping on something inappropriate like American Apparel or something. Like, we bought gold lamé shorts. We had leg warmers. I'm sure
we even had free weights.
We did have free weights. So he shows up and we're like, hey, we're singing and we're doing like a Jane Fonda routine. He's like, oh my God, who are these people?
I can't help but think when we interviewed Jill, which we'll talk about later, but her and I'll revisit this later, but when we came on Zoom, what did she say?
She's like,
you're really blonde. That must have been Jason's reaction, like, oh, you really are blonde.
Wow.
That was such an honest answer, comment from her.
Totally. And he was such a good sport, and he was actually kind of put off because he was like, if you would have told me, I would have dressed the same way. But we're like, oh no, we're a team.
But like, by the way, this is going to be a YouTube episode as well.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, just so you know. So anyway, love what he's doing. He's located in Davie, and you can look up that episode and look up what he's doing also.
Yay. My next choice is perhaps our only serious episode. We did manage to have a fun, not fun, but like, what's the word? Like a nice intro.
Yes.
With some laughs, but it's a serious topic, the topic of filicide that happened in our community. And I still, by the way, I'm still checking the news and there has been no update.
And what's filicide? Do I have to say it out loud?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So the murder of one's own child.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to Google that while you're talking.
Yes.
Just so we're sure.
So we didn't know it was a thing in our community.
We did not.
You hear stories year in and out, this one mom and she did this, but we, when we started researching this for the episode, we realized how common it was, unfortunately. So that's another episode that we really went all out and studied if we're going to have a position on this. So we're not one to necessarily take positions on all these hot topics, all serious topics, but we felt that this was an important one to take a position on. So we researched. So we made an educated decision, and we did. And it's a very important episode to revisit. It's season 3, episode 32, if you want to listen, because this will be in the news again.
Oh, for sure,
because
unfortunately.
Because the mom is still in jail, and she has not gone to trial yet. And this was 2020. So this was like, I think, spring of 2020.
And literally was in our backyard. I mean,
right.
Happened.
I know therapists who knew this mom. So, and who spoke very highly of her. So for a mom who was spoken of very highly to do something like this. So
what does that mean?
Right. So we explored what does that mean and what goes into this thinking. And we summarized it, but it's probably our only serious episode.
Yes. And a lot of views, a lot of listens on that one internationally.
Yes.
Which was really interesting to
us. Yes, that does have the most international listens.
Yeah. So that was a tough one. And I guess to piggyback on that, season 3, episode 31, I had this brilliant idea, and we had been talking about this forever, to do a siblings episode. And was that during the pandemic? Yeah, it was during
the
pandemic.
We still want to do a siblings episode.
We still want to.
Like a panel.
A panel, correct.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
But it was, you know, the pandemic. It was May of 2020. It was actually the day after Jackson's 13th birthday. And I thought it would be brilliant because we were here, had the time.
Right.
Let's just interview Jackson. And I actually have a hard time now because I keep putting you off about editing that YouTube video. And I even started editing it, but I was completely unaware how clinically depressed he was when I was interviewing him. Because you're kind of putting someone on the spot, you know, even though I said, listen, you know, this is editable, you're my kid, we're just kind of hanging out, I just want to hear your voice, he didn't really joke that much. The things he said about JR were extreme in that he would say, JR, like, you know, hits himself a lot and he yells a lot and he tries to hit me. And they weren't really true. They were just maybe he was trying to
dramatize it.
Yes, to get my attention.
Right. To victimize himself a little more.
Teenagers
do.
As teenagers do.
And, but now he had a reason.
Yeah, and he was quiet during some of the questions, and he teared up during some of the questions. And, you know, true to Venata Forum, I made light of everything, and I tried to make it fun. Not to save the episode, but just that was my way. And then very soon after that, he, you know, came to me and said some things that, you know, that happen in you know, teenage, you know, households, and it scared me to death, and we had to intervene. He's much, much better now. He's a different child, and a lot of, you know, kids during the pandemic experienced this, but then on the autism on top of it. So anyway, that was definitely made an impact on me. Interviewing my own son was not as, it was educational. We'll just leave it at
right.
that.
Right. And I think you did do that YouTube.
I started it.
Are you sure it's not on YouTube?
Did someone finish it for me? Yes.
I could have sworn it was. So weird. Maybe because I see the file on my laptop all the time. I feel like that's something we did already.
I'm leaving it for you to edit.
No.
An impartial party.
No, you have to do a lot more than just that one.
I know.
Okay.
I'm way behind.
I'm just saying.
Homework.
I will continue. One of my other favorites is a recent episode when we interviewed Dr. Berger in episode 39. And we called that Treating the Whole ASD Child Utilizing Biomedical Intervention in Cannabis.
That's a mouthful. Who wrote that title?
no comments. A super ambitious blonde.
Yep.
And, you know, Dr. Berger has been with our family for over a decade. So this was like very special to bring him on and just talk about the child as a whole and not just a Band-Aid, you know, putting a Band-Aid on this and a Band-Aid on that. But he really explores the body and reactions and deficits to just everyday diet, everyday needs for supplementing. But then we also touched on cannabis, and he has been a leader in the cannabis world of getting it licensed and legalized in Florida. So that is such a great episode, and we were so giddy when we finished that episode.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were like, we nailed it.
We nailed it because he had such... I mean, he is not one we had to like drag words out of.
No.
Not that any of our guests we have to do that, but he was just, obviously, he's such a great speaker.
Yes.
And we just asked like the one question, and he just gave the best answers, such educated answers and such great information for our listeners who were maybe wondering, is this a route that I need to explore for my child? Is this a doctor that I want to go see in Tampa?
Right. Again, am I going to invest in seeing a holistic doctor?
Right.
You know, I have so many questions, and then so many were answered.
And he did not hold back.
No.
You know, so this was actually basically an appointment, which
it was
very costly.
Cha-ching!
Right, to speak to him. And he was just so great and so welcoming and so happy to share with everyone.
Yeah.
So that is definitely one of
my favorites. I was really nervous about that. I'm not gonna lie, because you know, we saw him too in JR's early years, and you know, we were all balls of nerves.
We were
different people. So you just want to, you know, absorb everything anyone that's going to give you, you know, throw you a bone is going to, you know, going to say. And he's known to be a fast talker.
Yes.
So
he speaks faster than I do.
That's impossible. So I kept saying, Brenda, I'm just letting you know. Because, you know, I know everything. I'm just letting you know, this is going to be like a three-parter. And you're like, it's fine. So, and it, of course, true
it's
to form,
fine.
It was fine. So that was my memory of that. Besides the fact that you just want to hug him. He's like a big teddy bear.
He really is great.
Love
and
it.
Approachable.
That's exactly the perfect
and
word.
And happy to just talk and give out information.
Love that about people.
I know.
People loving people.
People love people. Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
Is that what it says? What a weird song.
Okay, Barbara Streisand. Okay, what's next?
Oh, that's why. Okay. So then I have, oh my gosh. So the episode we did with our friends and fans, our fans who are now friends, we decided to do a live autism podcast. And we will do this again in season 5. For sure. So we basically just had we did it on Zoom. We had our friends log on, or anyone that was interested in listening. And we did this whole spiel that we're doing right now in the beginning. And then we just opened the mic to whoever wanted to speak about anything. We asked some questions. And it was just so nice. And it's actually another popular episode on the podcast, probably because their friends are sharing.
Yeah.
And
I was just on a podcast. You've got to see me.
Yeah. And I think, and it was nice. I think we did it like a Wednesday night.
Yes.
And some of the moms.
We were in bed.
We were in bed, and some of them not together.
Sundial does think we're a couple, though. So we'll talk more about that later.
That's
but
funny.
Just go with it.
Yeah. all of our friends were in bed, too.
Oh, it's that kind of podcast.
And some were drinking, some were eating.
It was
a good time was had by all.
5 stars, highly recommend.
I'm crying again. Anyway, back to me. It was so much fun. And because these are friends that we know, it was just very casual and it felt so easy. And it felt so
Wow.
So yes, that was another one of my favorite episodes.
Yes, and that was...
That's a recent one.
Which number?
That's episode 43, season 4.
43, season 4.
And then to finish, I think we both feel this way. The last the trilogy, trilogy, they shall be named the trilogy, 43, 44, and 45, we had three incredible advocates within our community. We had, 44 and 45. So we had Jill, and we had Hanley, and we had, and Thomas, 44, 45, and 46. Not the alien ones. Oh, that's an interesting one. If you want to, side note, Christy and I saw an alien. Check out episode 43. We really did in Texas. Okay, let me focus.
I'm a believer.
Yes. So 44, 45, and 46. Thomas, Jill, Hanley, what a trio.
We were on a roll.
Oh, we're always on a roll.
We are. And I feel like they happened organically.
Yes.
I don't know which one we talk about first, but Hanley, for example, JB Hanley, personally, huge fan of his to begin with. And then I find out he writes this book about his own child's experience, and it's happened yesterday. I mean, it's like hot off the presses.
Right. During COVID.
Yes. Read it, freaked out, emailed him. I'm like, hey, you want to be on our podcast? And I was like, yeah, this guy's going to ignore me. And he did. And then one day
he did not ignore you.
Well, right. He came back and he said, well, maybe did his homework on us. I don't know. He said, I don't do interviews. And he doesn't.
Anymore.
He says, everything that I say, I say in my books. He doesn't really promote a lot. He doesn't, do a lot of, press, with the exception of his good friend and our soon-to-be good friend, Jenny McCarthy. So I was blown away. He said, okay, sure, why not? So that was a process, making sure we knew the book by the back of our hand, everything to ask. And I personally wanted to impress him so much. So we really took our brand, our on-brand, style, and took it to the next level with, the titles and with, the way we formed the questions and the way that we did the intro.
He was very receptive.
He was very complimentary. Yes. And that, to me, that made the whole season.
True to form, I think, same thing. Like with Jill, when we came on, he's like, oh boy. These two peppy, giggly, and then towards the end, I think he had a great time too.
Yes.
He was very receptive to all of our jokes, even laughed at them, even though he promised in the beginning he wouldn't necessarily laugh. And he did.
Yes. And he got us because we did a play on the East Coast, West Coast. If you read his book, you understand his son is obsessed with gangster rap, specific gangster rap. And, we're very territorial with our Miami rap, so we had a whole little warfare, mini gang warfare, situation over that. And he, took the bait, and it made it easier and more pleasurable. And he was more of a person that we could talk to, an author, instead of someone who, this huge, person became my friend.
And the podcast is about Spelling to Communicate.
Yes.
Which is a program Dylan is trying now. And so it definitely affected our lives because we're in this right now. We are in the thick of it right now. The good, the bad. Been chronicling that on Patreon. If you want to check out Dylan's process and not process. 10 steps forward, 20 steps back. But anyway, on our Patreon channel.
For sure.
So we have an announcement to make. Yay! I'm pregnant! No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So not pregnant.
Oh, ew. I mean, that's not gonna work.
Hey. No, people, I am not pregnant. So Christy and I will be taking a brief hiatus come January 2022 for a passion project.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Okay, you like that. A passion project we are pursuing heavily, happily, and hotly.
Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly. And it's something dear to us, which is why it's a passion project. And it's something we really want to focus on. You can still find us on Instagram. Yes. We will be around.
We will not disappear.
No. We're still approachable. But we will not be publishing any new episodes is what that means.
Correct.
Between January and April.
And again, organically, we ended at 50.
Right.
We will, because the Poppies episode is coming next. This is not the last you'll hear from us.
Yes.
But I just wanted to add to, how I'm I just wanted to compliment you because we have talked about doing this type of project, and it sort of evolved into something that we can totally do. And I was a little bit hesitant to go on a hiatus from the podcast.
Right.
And you said...
I said... What did I say, Christy?
You said, no, we need to pause and we need to put all of our energies into this because it means that much to us. So as hard as it is to go on a little bit of a hiatus, and maybe we can keep the equipment plugged in.
We will be documenting the process, though.
Yes, we're going to be documenting the process. Yes. And the product, I promise, you'll be happy.
The final result.
It's the final countdown tonight.
You know again, millennial moms won't know. I do know. I'm kidding. It's just too fun to not say that I know this.
So this is not goodbye.
So this is not goodbye. We still have the Poppies episode come December. And so we just wanted to kind of explain why you might not hear from us any new episodes for the first quarter of the year.
Although according to WLRN NPR,
yes. Oh, yes.
we have hundreds of episodes to choose from. even though we only talked about the last 48. Yes, do that. Go to our website, look at past episodes, look at those damn show notes I work so hard on, all the jokes.
How about go look at all those episodes Christy's going to have edited by the time the year ends. Those YouTube episodes that are still lagging. Christy promises she's going to do that as my Christmas gift.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yay. I would like be coupons. So happy.
Like coupons.
Like coupons. My OCD cannot stand starting this project with those hanging YouTube unpublished episodes until we do. But
it's not my original contract, but for you, anything.
Can you people contact her and tell her you want to DM
me or not?
Watch those YouTube episodes. They're so great.
Yes, they are great. And we do love editing them, but because we're perfectionists, it takes us like 9 years.
Yes.
I don't know how to do anything half or anything like, you know. So,
I know.
This has been one of the greatest joys, yes. And I know that Brenda works on lots of projects, and you know I do a couple things too, but this is something that has meant the world, and between the learning and the loving and all the, you know, all of us getting in bed together, and all the things.
All the laughter, all the wine, all the cocktails that have been consumed. We hope to continue after the spring and start the next 50 episodes.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Okay, that's all for today's episode. Look forward to the Poppies coming up next, and get on our website for more content.
Ciao, ciao.
Adios.
Bye.